Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is second day of September already, 2024. Welcome to this broadcast. We're so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. And I want to thank everybody that came out this past Saturday to the Natural Family Celebration. One of the means, I hope, but the one that comes seemed to enjoy themselves. We had a great time. Great singing. Oh, I love that singing. And Coach Davis always did a great job. Jim Harrison also. So we're so glad you're the ones that made it come and join us. I truly am. Those that watched it live, I'm glad you did. And those that will be watching reruns, you need to watch it. And especially if you love good gospel singing. Oh, my goodness, that was so good. But thank you all for joining us this past weekend for the Natural Family Celebration. And I want to thank Bill and his pretty half over from Oak Hill for coming over and helping Phil set things up. Phil was sick he was sick the day before, day of, and day after. But Phil was a trooper. He didn't slow down and kept right on going. That's just the kind of man Phil Hudock is. But thank you all for joining us, and I do really mean that. Don't forget this month, and I'm going to do it the rest of this month because people are interested. We had to order some more concordances and some more Bibles. We're offering a special. And this will be the last deal I can get on this special because we got the last books available at the price we got them for. The Strong's Exhausted Concordance, a book that you must have to understand Scripture, folks. And I'm serious. I'm not just saying that. You need to go back into the original language and find out how accurate King James is than it is. But sometimes it's understated. It's totally accurate, but understated. You want to see this. And then the 1828 Noah-Webb's Dictionary, the copy of the original dictionary. They use Bible verses to explain meanings of words. Both those books are what I use when I study the Scripture. I use them today, put together a lesson this weekend. That's just what I use. So we have both of them. We have the concordance and the dictionary. The dictionary normally by itself is $95. The concordance, I think, is either $45 or $55. I forgot right now. I taught me what it is. So you're looking at $140 just for the two books. We got both of them. That's not counting shipping. Shipping for these books are massive. They're huge. Shipping alone is about $25. We got both books, including shipping, for $129.95 delivery. We got a special deal on them. I was told that we can't get them again for that price. We just squeaked through with the last special we get on those. So the 1828 Noah's Dictionary and the Concordance, two books I highly recommend to save Scripture with, are available to you for $129.95. That includes shipping. Order them while they last. Once this batch is gone, folks, the price will come back up again because we can't let them go for less than we pay for them. So understand that. But order them while you can. We have a few in stock right now. Just call 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Now, the phone may not be answered from 9 to 4 as it was before. We can no longer keep a full-time answering service. There wasn't enough calls coming in to justify that. See, it may be answered. It may not be answered. So, but if you leave your message, someone will call you back, folks. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And this weekend, we're going to have Bible study. I hope you will join us. I think the lesson the Lord's giving me now is going to be a very important lesson because of the topic that we must cover. It's going to be entitled Living in Liberty, and it's not what most people think it is by any means. Living in Liberty, unless the Lord changes, that's going to be our lesson this weekend coming up. You don't want to miss that. Then the following, or the third Saturday, the 17th, I believe it is, 21st, we're going to be joined by Micah Van Hoos live to share his knowledge, vast knowledge, of a little bit of everything. Ancient history, the gods of the day that's still in this world and are worshipped. So we're going to ask him to join us on the 21st to share his information. But not now, tonight, we're going to talk to a lady I've had on before, but not for a while. Her name is Andy Berger. This young lady is a warrior for Christ, and she's given everything she has to try to bring awareness to the fact that there are millions of children being trafficked, sex slaves, killed, snuff films, anything you think of that can be done to children that's wicked being done in this country. As a matter of fact, since Joe Biden took office and put Kamala Harris in charge of the border, almost 300,000 children are missing that come across the border under Biden and Harris. 300,000 children missing. Now, how do you lose a child? I can understand you might have to make it out somewhere in the neighborhood and have to go find them sometimes so they're playing somebody else. But how do you lose 300,000 children that come across the border illegally? What happens to them when they cross the border? Who handles them? Who profits from it? That's a question we ask yourself. And Andy, are you there? I'm sorry you broke up. Are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I am. I'm here,
okay.
Pastor Butch. I'm here.
It is so good to have you tonight, and I mean that. Thank you for taking time to join us tonight. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Well, absolutely. It's my honor and pleasure to do that. It's always a good time to be on your program and to help listeners understand what's going on.
Well, you know, I don't think any of us totally understand what's going on. You better than most. And maybe myself a little more than others because I've looked into it a little bit. But I think, Andy, if the people of this country could see the evil that's going on behind closed doors in secret from our president right on down to the least of all people in this country and worldwide, I do believe we could maybe see something change because people, I think, would be angry. But because it's like murdering unborn babies. It's done behind closed doors. You don't see it happening. So it doesn't accept too many people. That's just about the same thing, is it not?
That's exactly it. Well, that doesn't happen in our neighborhood, which is a complete falsehood and a complete myth, and we have statistics to prove that. It's absolutely that. Well, it's somebody else's problem, kind of like someone else will call 911 if there's an accident or a fire or whatever. Nobody wants to touch the icky stuff. But this elephant is so huge. It is crushing our nation. It is crushing the future of this country. And honestly, I have no idea why the church, the houses of worship, and the people that say they are committed to God are not upset that his children are being stolen, they're being sold, their organs are being used, you know, for sale, for profit. And when we lose 320,000 plus migrant children, that is an abomination. Yes, you know, killing unborn babies, all that is. Why are we doing this to children? And why is it the adults that have already had their childhood in charge of these things?
I agree. And, you know, in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 11 and 12, it gives a dire warning to those of us who try to hide undercover and say, well, we didn't know this was happening. The Bible says the one that keeps your soul knows your heart. Folks, pay attention because you, if you know this is happening, You're not trying to stand against it, this evil or other evil, but this evil tonight of child trafficking and much more. If you're not trying to do something about that, if you're not active, at least trying to expose it, then you're guilty of the blood of these children. Go ahead, Andy.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be something huge. If every voice out there would do one thing tonight, everyone that's listening, they go to our website, voicesagainsttrafficking.com, and they look up hotlines and helplines, and they put those numbers in their phone. At the very least, this is like the simplest thing they could do. They will at least be prepared if they see something that looks off or it feels, you know, the hairs on your neck go up because you see an adult with a young person and maybe something doesn't look right to you or feel right to you, you can call one of those numbers. It's neutral territory. No one's going to judge you. You're not going to get in trouble. All we want to do is get the information or say, you know, hey, let us help you in your area. So those helplines and hotlines, just from voicesagainsttrafficking.com, they're on a lot of places. But right now, do that much. The next thing that we could do that's very simple is to open ourselves up to having conversations with our children and our teens and our college students. Because, Pastor Butch, right now the most dangerous place for a female 18 to 24 years old is actually on college campuses for rape, sexual assault, trafficking. So we are not communicating with our kids. And here's the thing. I always tell parents or people that are in charge of children, let them know you're not trying to police them. You're trying to protect them, and you want them to grow up. You want them, you know, to advance in their maturity and experiences. But as a family, let's talk about something that is bigger than all of us, you know, so that they understand what it is. But again, that takes time. That takes commitment. It takes churches to take the lead sometimes to say, look, congregation, we're going to bring in a speaker. We're going to bring in, you know, somebody or something to help us understand this without getting graphic, without getting, you know, we don't want to terrify people, right? We want them to grasp the enormity and the gravity of children literally being imprisoned, drugged, slaughtered, forced to have sexual relations 20 to 25 times a day, which is the average.
Wow, and this has even come out now more on mainstream news. I mean, this has been mentioned more often on mainstream news. Now, why do you think that is? Knowing that mainstream news is not always the ones you can trust for anything to be truthful.
That's true, and that's a good point. Unfortunately, they're a little behind the game, behind the mark on this one. But here's the thing. A few years ago, 3-4 years ago, we saw a lot of news about U.S. Marshals rescuing children. Like almost every week you could find something happening because the leadership of this country was all for, you know, finding victims, helping survivors, and putting a kibosh on the predators doing this. And in the last few years, especially with the open border, which is not even a political or religious thing, it's a fact. The border is open. We have millions, 10 million people have entered this country. And as we have seen in the last week, the missing children who have come in with fraudulent, quote unquote, sponsors or parents, people that pose, the posers, you know, have taken these kids out of our reach. And I'm sure some of the parents who thought their kids were coming to America for a better life have no clue what happened. Maybe some of them have even sold their children. But I do want to give some grace to those parents who maybe truly thought that their kids would have a better life here. And where is the compassion we were told that this was going to accomplish? There's no compassion in losing children and allowing them to be sold and brutally murdered.
You know, it's I would think it'd be physically impossible to lose all these children. Not to trade them off intentionally. I'm talking about losing them. To lose 300,000 children would be absolutely impossible if it wasn't done intentionally.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. No one is watching the foster care systems, the DHS that brings these kids in. Used to take 30 days before anyone coming across the border would be released or sent elsewhere. Now it's like 10 days, if that. The turnaround time is so quick, there's no time to vet the quote-unquote sponsor. In fact, one story I'm working with for our magazine that we put out, Voices of Courage, has to deal with exactly that, where the agencies that have quotas they have to make every month, we have a true story of a family, upstanding, educated parents, homeschooled all their kids, lost all seven biological children because of the, what do I want to call, fraudulent things that the DHS and foster care system did. And so we're trying to bring these stories out so people understand real people experience this tragedy, this heartache, and all these years later, they still have never seen those children again.
And so, God only knows what happens to them and how they're treated. I mean, this is done a lot of it in secret. And CPS is probably one of the worst traffickers in the country, are they not?
I don't have personal knowledge, but I'm going to say my educated guess with all that we've done, the kids we've rescued and everything I do, yes. Because, again, who is vetting the agencies? They're built on numbers. They're built on money, the administration costs, all of that. And there are multiple foster parents. There are multiple people that are given temporary care of children who repeatedly have abused them or who repeatedly sell them, and yet no one has accountability. They don't call that into play. And as you said before, the secrecy, when the leadership of this country doesn't care, then that opens the door even wider for predators, familial predators, regular predators. But again, the lawlessness right now, Pastor Butch, in our country is at an all-time high. And the predators are winning because we, as a national community, refuse to stand up and use our voices.
Well, and so you've been doing this how long, Eddie? How long have you been in this battle?
20-plus years.
20-plus years. And all those years that you've been in this battle, are we gaining ground, holding our own, or losing ground?
Well, we were gaining ground a few years ago, but now we have completely not only lost that gain, but we are in a huge deficit. Because, as you said, where are those 320,000 migrants? And that's just the migrant children. That's not the kids that were already in the U.S. or around the world that are being trafficked, okay? But in our country, where are the rest of them? You know, and when they come across, how do they eat? How do they learn our language? How do they get schooled? How are they vetted for illnesses? They're not. They're just sent right over to somebody who's going to use and abuse them. And that is what's so distasteful and just completely tragic. And yet, like you said before, yes, we are getting a little bit more publicity now because it's so wicked and it's on high levels. And at higher levels, as you know, power and influence, there's always somebody who knows what's happening to a child or what has happened. It's whether they have the courage to report it, to stand up against the person or persons, but usually there's an exchange of power, influence, tangibles that will happen, and that person on high levels, whether it's government or agency, administration, things like that, they're not going to give that up. Well, it's just one kid. Well, it's not that bad. You know, no one's going to find out. You know, my case, familial trafficking, as you know, I was trafficked from 6 months to 17 years old by family members in the early 60s. And there was nothing available. You couldn't even tell anyone because in those days, the court systems believed that all kids belong with their parents, right? But what if they're the perpetrators?
You know, that was a good policy and a good thought when their parents were doing the right things. But you know, this is such a, it's a very, a very narrow tightrope to have to walk for parental's rights and parental watch. That's a toughie because we like to think most parents are trying to take care of the children. But obviously some of them are not. And back when you were going through this back in the 60s, this was basically pretty much unheard of yet, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And if you did have an abuser in the family, you know, special uncle or grandpa or whoever, you just kind of didn't go visit them or let your kids be with them. You swept it under the carpet because image, especially, and I'm sorry to say this, but it's true in churches, right? Nobody wants to admit that there's a problem. And again, they didn't know how to deal with it back then. So child abuse barely became a topic of discussion, even though there were organizations in the 50s that were trying to help. But it took way into the 70s even before people started recognizing that as a problem in communities. And everything affects a community. One missing child affects a community. One murdered child affects a community because we don't know what God had planned for that child's life, the
That's
adult
true.
That they could have
That's
become.
True. Not to mention that the millions slaughtered, those slaughtered in the womb. Who knows what God had planned for that child or could that child could have done. But, you know, I have to think, though, from back in the 60s compared to the day, the percentage of children being trafficked back then probably compared to today was almost my nil. I mean, compared to what it is today, it probably was very few. Would you agree with that?
I would, because if my birth parents had known they could have made money off of trafficking me, they probably would have done that. But their perversity and greed are the two major factors. What we hear about mostly is the greed, because it's such a huge multi-billion-dollar industry, not just in this nation, but worldwide. And every 40 seconds in America alone, a child goes missing under the age of 18, and they are taken. They're abducted. It's not like, oh, I just decided to leave home or I wanted to go stay with my friends. No, this is actually an act where they are lured into something they think is safe, and or they're just flat out abducted. So we have this situation, and we need to stand up. Corporations, I'm very proud of Goya Foods. There was a report, I think just yesterday, from the New York Post about how chairman of the whole company is calling out for the current administration to do something by controlling the borders, because he's literally saying that they're complicit middlemen in child trafficking, human trafficking, and drugs, because they're not doing anything to control the situation. And so I hope more corporations and more people will have the guts to do that, especially in our own neighborhoods, because the person next door to you, what do you really know about them? Do you really know what their background is? Do you know what the sons and daughters of that family, you know, what about the uncles or the people that stay with your kids when they babysit? You know, are they going to let other people into the house? We have to be more diligent, because it is truly a dangerous situation for every child right now.
Well, you know, this is a kind of personal note. If you don't answer, you don't have to. But what do you think compelled your parents to use you like this?
Well, in their case, it was perversity. And yes, there is pure evil out there in this society. And even though my birth mother would go to church on and off, she had this image issue. And back then, you could say it was ritualistic abuse and also, you know, the sexual abuse and everything. But by the time I was 5 years old, it was so bad, I did not think I would live very long. And she had promised that she could take me out, in other words, kill me anytime she wanted. So imagine being a little tiny 5-year-old that has to live in this situation, nowhere to go, no family to call out to, nowhere to escape without facing greater results or issues. And so I thought I would just take my life. I thought, I'm just going to jump in front of a car tomorrow, and then I'll be dead, and she can never touch me. My birth father can't touch me. My birth brother, none of those people can touch me again. And that's where God met me. He met me on that curb that day where there were no cars coming down a street that would be busy normally. And he basically spoke to my heart, and I heard that voice say, this is not the plan I have for you. Suicide is not the answer.
Amen.
And I believed him. Yeah, I trusted
Amen.
That voice.
Amen. Well, look the results now. But this is on a personal level. Were your parents also abusive to your brothers or your other family members?
Yes, my birth brother was 4 years older than me. I don't know where he is anymore, because basically as soon as he was able to get to college, he left, didn't take me, didn't help me, and he just decided it didn't happen in his life. I heard from him many decades later, but there's no relationship. And honestly, it's okay. I gave up that part of my life because I had Jesus. I had God. Mm-hmm. And as hard as it was, I had a huge speech impediment when I was younger, up through college years. I didn't have a lot of friends. I didn't know much about relationships because when I turned 18, I hadn't really dated much. And so it was all new, and it was very, very hard work. So imagine this, you know, someone who went through that life for 17 years gets married to someone that looked good on the outside, but a few days after the wedding became exactly like my birth family and then some. But it was during that time that God brought me into counseling and helped me get through the memories and all that stuff. And at the end, I was very grateful that my ex-husband divorced me because I asked God to deliver me. And even though the thought of divorce went against my belief, I know that in this day and age, deliverance doesn't always come in the package you hope for, but it is still deliverance.
You know what?
Go ahead. I was just going to say, and the upswing, because I always like to, you know, bring a positive into it, is God did bring me the man he designed for me a couple of years after that time, and we've been married for 25 years.
Hey, man. You know, I listen to you speak now. No one would ever know by your attitude, by your voice, by your character, your countenance, that this ever happened to you because you're so upbeat, you're so outspoken. But I spoke just the other day. Did you remember a lady named Kathy O'Brien?
I can't say that I do know.
Kathy O'Brien wrote a book back in 1994-ish in that area entitled Trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, Formation of America. She was a MK Ultra subject, mind control subject. She was sold by her parents to the highest bidder, so to speak, as a little girl. I spoke to her that day and spoke to her for many, many years, at least 25 years or better. I found her by the grace of God. We spoke, and she was also healed and given God the glory for it. She'll be on the broadcast on the 9th this month. But so when I listened to her speak, and her daughter, by the way, was also going through this mess, and her ex-husband, or her husband who passed away, she's a widow, had to help deliver her and her daughter out of this. And that talk to her now, listen to you talk, it would be hard to believe that you all went through this. And it proves to me the grace and the glory and the power of God and his transformation of your life from what you went through, what you could have turned into, to what you are. You are a walking testimony, Andy, of the power of God.
Thank you. I believe that, and that is true, because God redeems all of it, Pastor Butch. As you know, we have to give it to him, and no one said it would be easy. No one said it would be painless, but the end result is that Christ died for that on the cross. He already paid for that mess, and when we give it to him, when we allow ourselves to forgive the predators, which is not easy, I flat out basically said, you know what, Lord, you're going to have to forgive them through me because I don't want to. But he
Amen.
Did.
Amen. Hang on through the break, please, sweetheart. Folks, prepare the break with questions and the comments next half hour. As always, 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you. What a powerful testimony. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. Superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, I know this type of topic is not something we like to discuss or even think about. I know that. It's just like the child murder we allowed in this country since 1973. And it's not over yet, believe me. Well, let's go back to the states. Well, so far, 9 states have okayed child murder as an amendment to the Constitution. Ohio is one of them. What's going to happen in the future, I have no idea. But you see, me too, I'm not pointing fingers here, have a tendency to put things out of sight. So it's kind of out of mind. We know what's going on, but we'd rather not think about it. And that's why I tried for so long, for many years, to get people to come and see a movie called The Silent Scream. Very few people, and especially Christians, want to see that. I said especially Christians. They shied away from it the most because it made them accountable for what they saw. They realized that this was not a blob of tissue. And these boys and girls of ages, and it starts, folks, from the firstborn are sacrificed. Oh, yes, they're sacrificed. The satanic ritual is one of these things that happen to these children. They are sacrificed. They're literally cut apart while they're alive and sacrificed a piece at a time. This is all, it's done in the womb, it's done outside the womb. No one's talked about that because, you see, it makes us accountable once we know. But, folks, you can stick your head under the pillow and think, well, I don't want to hear that. Well, guess what? Too late. You already know it. You can't claim. You cannot claim ignorance. You already know it. You're guilty of disobedience if you don't speak up. Now, it's just that easy. I know it makes people uncomfortable, and I can't help it. It does me too, folks. It does me also. I'm just a man. I'm a mere mortal. So far from perfect, you wouldn't believe it. I was talking to Andy during the break, and obedience brings peace and joy. Sometimes I rob myself of peace and joy because I don't obey the Holy Spirit. I don't obey what the Bible tells me to do. Yeah, folks, I'm a mere man. Sometimes I mess up. Even sometimes intentionally, I got to repent of it. So don't feel like we're throwing stones at you because we're not. But know this, you have a chance. You have a chance to make a difference in somebody's life. Maybe not as a child trafficker or maybe not somebody that's been trafficked, but somebody that may need help in some other way. Let God use you as Andy has in her life, taking her from pure hell on earth to transform her into a minister of light to other people. That's what our God can do. as you'll hear from Kathy O'Brien sometime on the 9th of this month, what happened in her life. So, yes, he can take anyone that will let him touch them and mold them and make them a vessel of glory to him. And Andy is definitely proof of that. Go ahead, Andy.
I was just going to confirm that. It's not about being skilled or having education. It's about being willing, because I will tell you, one of the things when my husband and I rescued over 300-plus kids, at-risk homeless kids in our area, just in Central Oregon that, and a few other places, I mean, that's how many kids. They had all been sexually abused. They'd all been hurt. About a fourth of them had been trafficked. Many had been abandoned, other things. You know, and these are all great kids, and we were blessed to be able to have temporary shelter system that worked, but again, you know, I didn't have any special skills. When that started, I had had the fourth of 10 traumatic brain injuries, and I was not able to work. I lost my job, lost my income, everything, but God had a plan, because for such a time as this. And I'm not going to say this to say how great I am. I'm going to say what I'm going to say how great God is in me. When you consider two cardiac arrests, celiac-induced liver failure, so many broken bones and metal implants in my body, and all these different things, I get up and I show up and I allow God to do what he's going to do. And sometimes that's not really anything. It's just resting. Or sometimes it's, well, I'm not going to save the world today, but God has a plan that's going to be part of what he wants for the future. So if Amen. We're willing and we're open, it doesn't matter how many ugly things have happened in your life, how many hurts there are. That's what redemption is. That's what the cross is for. He paid for that. And I literally beg audiences and listeners to consider, as you just said, what he might or how he might want to use them, even as it looks insignificant. You know, maybe watching the parking lot during vacation Bible school, or maybe going down to a youth center and making sure the kids are safe and being a lookout. You don't have to say anything. You just have to be present. And that's part of what we're missing, again, in this country, is presence. You know, the squeaky wheel gets it done, right? So why aren't we better squeakers, Pastor Butch?
Yeah, I agree. Now, I want you to run through the list of things that you went through physically. Now, I'm not going to ask your age, because I know you're a young lady, so I'm not going to ask that question. But run through the things that you've been through physically already. Now, folks,
sure.
Listen to this. Go ahead.
And a lot of it was started since we started the ministry 20 whatever years ago, but some of it was residual from all the abuse I went through and didn't know about it. So two cardiac arrests. I had celiac induced liver failure. Didn't know anything about that till it was diagnosed. I have three life challenging, one kind of life threatening autoimmune issue that they're working on. I've had a crushed ankle and dislocated foot that got put together with a lot of metal because the only option would have been amputation, and that was just a few years ago. I have a host of other broken pieces in my body and a lot of different accidents that can't be explained throughout this journey. One just a few days ago, actually, and people are like, why do these things happen to you? How can you keep moving when you can barely function some days? At 62, it's hard for my body to operate as a body. I went into organ failure two or three times over the last 20 years. And again, those 10 traumatic brain injuries were, you know, sometimes because of stairs, sometimes because my heart, which has issues, didn't syncopate or get in sync with my brain. So you put all of that together, and that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. Those are just the top things. But,
and you're still marching forward. And boy, that makes me feel like a wimp.
Oh, no, don't take it that way. It's
you're
because
still
God is greater
forward.
In me.
That is phenomenal. I mean, that is a tremendous testimony. And, folks, we'll get to your phone calls. I promise. We'll get to all of you. I won't forget you. 844-769-2944. Now, you've been doing this now for, you said, how many years? 20-some years?
Oh, over 20, probably 22 years full-time.
Okay. And you have been involved directly in rescuing children, supporting people to do, or all of the above?
All of the above. Because my body was not doing well during COVID, we had to shut down our building, unfortunately, because the leadership in Oregon at that time didn't believe in youth centers and that, you know, children or the young people we rescued shouldn't have a place. So we had to sell the building. We still continued using safe houses for the people that were willing to do that. But my body began to fail again. And so I had to figure out what else can I do? And in the middle of the night, some of y'all may have God nudges. In the middle of the night, I had one, and it said, more voices. You need more voices. Yours is powerful, and you've done good, but you need more. And so that's literally where Voices Against Trafficking was birthed out of. As we closed Beulah's Place, our shelter system, Voices of Against Trafficking rose up very quickly in a five-year period of time. And that's what we're using now to get books, magazines, soon a CD, inspirational CD that will be a fundraiser for us, hopefully by the end of the year, and other things out there so we can raise the dollars we need to help those that we have been rescued and to send out teams to rescue others, as well as, you know, create other things that will help survivors at any age or stage find healing, help healing and hope.
Wow. And folks, this may seem overwhelming. And let me just say the best I explain best can. You and I, one individual, cannot and is not called to do everything. It's impossible. Andy's been called to this battle, obviously, and she's doing a great job at it. You may be called in some other direction, but you are called. Don't think that you were born again and blood bought, just sit back on your haunches and eat beans and just going through life like nothing's going on. No, you were called. When you're brought into the body of Christ, you are called to a work. You have a function in that body. Your duty is to find out what it is and then do it and do the best you can at it. I've been on the radio this coming March. It'll make me 32 years in radio. I never dreamed of being on the radio. I did not want to do radio. Matter of fact, I tried to quit more than once. So far, it hasn't happened. I can't fight child trafficking at the same level that Andy is, but I can give my voice to it. I can give this airtime to it. Let people know it's real. Search out in your life what our Father wants you to do, and then go about His business. Andy, is that good advice?
That is great advice, and I'm so glad that you weren't allowed to quit. And if you're a reader and you feel more comfortable reading chapters and stories from other people and different perspectives, go on Amazon.com. Our books are there, A Fragile Thread of Hope. Look under my name, Andy Berger, Beurger. You'll find Voices Against Trafficking, a book there. You'll find our magazine, Voices of Courage. So if you like that kind of thing, do that. If you're a listener, continue to share Pastor Butch's message and these interviews. You can do that. That's simple. You know, email your friends, post it on your social media. Make social media work for the good instead of the other direction.
Amen. And folks, don't think, well, what I can do is so minute. No. Christ fed thousands with just a few fishes and a few loaves. He can multiply what you're doing for His glory to be something that you way above what you could ever imagine. Sometimes I got to admit, Andy, I feel like, you know, I've been doing this for 32 years. The world and especially America has gotten more evil on my watch, so to speak. But I can't question God and His will in my life. I may not get everything perfectly done. I know I didn't. But I'd like to think by His grace that we bless somebody. You know, and that's what we're here to do. Is try to bless somebody and help somebody along the way. Go ahead and make that statement.
Absolutely.
To you, then we'll take a phone call. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. But for, you know, the grace of God, I would be somewhere else. I'd be a different kind of person. But to that one person you do bless, you are the world to that person.
Amen. You never know what you can do for the glory of God until you move. I've said this many times. Even God can't steer a parked car. Move. Let Him steer you. He will do
that. That's right.
Let's talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Bud.
Hello.
And is it Andy, like Andy McDowell, the actress?
Yes, A-N-D-I.
Okay. All right. Now, Pastor Butch, listen up to this. You can imagine my shock when I was listening to an alternative radio talk show about a year ago, right? And the host said this, and this is in our neck of the woods, Pastor Butch. She revealed that there was a child sex trafficking ring right across the county line from me in a little tiny town where if you drive through it, you blink, you're out of it. It's population a couple of hundred, called Pence Springs in Summers County.
I know where that's at. I've been there many times. Been there many times.
Yeah. Well, I drove, me too, and you blink and you're out of it. And it's only about 300 people, I think. She mentioned, of all places, mind, I almost fell off my chair when I heard this, right? She mentioned there's a major child sex trafficking ring in that tiny little town right across the county line from me. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't heard a word about that.
How about Sandy?
No, I have not.
Can you imagine the shock when you're listening to something on the radio, right? And they bring up a town so small that's maybe 20, 25 miles away from you and this type of thing is going on?
Well, you know, think about it. What better place to do it. I mean, it's out in the country. It's peaceful. It's a beautiful area, by the way. It really is a beautiful area. I mean, who would suspect somebody there be involved in something like that in this little community where everybody knows each other? What better place to cover it up?
Exactly.
It's right next to a little town where they have a big flea market. I think.
Oh, Talcott. Yes.
Yeah, Talcott. It's right next to Talcott, Pastor
yes.
Butch. You know. Yeah, I was just wondering if you knew about that. But here's my question. Isn't it really something how all this now is coming to people's attention between the child sex trafficking coming out in the open now, right? Between people getting deathly ill from COVID shots, that lid is being blown off. And then I'm starting to hear now about organ harvesting going on in this country.
Oh, yes.
All these satanic things are coming to a boil now. And I'm just wondering, now I know there's people that are totally unaware of this, but a lot of people are waking up to this. And that tends to make me believe that these people who are doing these things, do you think they think their days are numbered and they're going to have to move on the population soon, maybe?
Personally, I don't believe that they think their days are numbered. They might be a little bit more aware that somebody could be looking or could be watching or could be after them. But for the most part, right now, their numbers are greater than the people we have trying to arrest or break up the stings. Even on the social media, it can take a good 12 to 18 months to have a successful sting operation. Now, I will say
and
the U.S. Marshals are great.
Andy, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The sad part is I'm hearing things like there's police chiefs and judges and prominent town people.
Pastors.
That belong
pastors,
to this.
Yes. Pastors involved in it.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Andy. I'm sorry.
Around our country, the teachers are not being vetted. They're not having thorough background checks. And you can go to the headlines, teachers involved in, you know, the child abuse or whatever, and you will find so many stories because guess what? Parents think, oh, I'll send my kids to school and they'll be safe, they'll be fine, whatever. We know education is different right now than it used to be a few years ago. But I'm just saying that we are not doing the due diligence. How many parents can you all think of right now that actually take their child, go with their child to the school that they're going to be going to, and they look at all of the rooms, you know, the doors, the exits, where can somebody be hidden, where could, you know, the janitor's closet, whatever, where a child could be snatched very quickly. It only takes 3 seconds. And so things like that, but we do not put the effort into protecting our children
That's true. We
used to. And you're right. Some people, they're like, oh, no, that can't be happening because I don't know anyone like that.
It can't be happening here. It can't be happening here. That's it. It can't be
That's
happening
right.
in my place. Yes.
No, the Satanism is being revealed now, and all I could say is we got to pray extra heavy now that God brings an end to this.
Amen, and opens our eyes to the truth, and we give us courage to share it. Andy, go ahead and finish up. I got a chance. Thanks for the call. Go ahead, Andy.
I was just going to say, you know, I am glad that God is God, and I don't have that position because I might be tempted to send another flood, you know, to find the faithful people.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's not what this is about. This is about us getting back to the roots, getting back to the foot of the cross, laying these things down, being more visible, you know, as warriors for our children, protectors of the future, and warriors, you know, obviously for Christ. But even if someone doesn't know God, there are people out there that are moral. They just don't know what to do. So let's get out there and educate them. We have programs we can offer. We have so many things. But again, we have to take the first step.
All right, let's take one more call, then I want you to tell folks how they can contact your organization. Let's talk to Esther. Esther, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Butch. Andy, you, I mean, I'm listening to your voice, but I am seeing a being that is so illuminated and so protected by God's angels. You have armies around you and those that work
Thank
with you.
You.
Thank you for this incredible blessing, and thank you, Pastor Butch, for fearlessly exposing this.
You're welcome.
You had a speaker on a couple of weeks ago, and I from Christopher Pinto, Pinto, and I went and ordered his DVD, American Jesuits, A History of Jesuitism in the United States.
Right.
And now, for those that don't know, Jesuitism started with a man called Loyola, and he was a Catholic priest. And the Jesuits have always been sanctioned, provided for, helped, kept in secrecy, privacy, and given so much power by the Catholic Church and the Pope himself, all the popes. And President John Adams said, "I do not like the late resurrection of the Jesuits. If ever any congregation of men could merit eternal perdition on earth and in hell, it is this company of Loyola."
That's what he said.
And then Marquis de Lafayette said, "It is my opinion that if the liberties of this country, the United States of America, are destroyed, it will be by the subtlety of the Roman Catholic Jesuit priests, for they are the most crafty, dangerous enemies to civil and religious liberty." Now, if you think about this, the adenochrome is the number one that they're using these children for. It is the biggest product on the secret product that is being sold for extremely large amounts of money. Now, they have to have secrecy. They have to have the facilities. They have to have the workers, the distribution points, and essentially an assembly line of destructive, horrid secrecy. Now, here is the point that a lot of people don't understand. Catholic social services, they are the primary people and organizations. They pick up van loads of children from holding centers along the border from the United States.
They truly do.
And then the Catholic Social Services, they are the number one organization that facilitate social security numbers for illegals.
That's true.
We have to turn our attention to, you know, to the Antichrist, to Babylon the Great, and to the popes, and to these Jesuits. They have to come down now.
Good point, Esther. Good points. Good point. I hate to rush, but we're running out of time. Go ahead and finish up real quick. Go ahead. Well, thank you for being there. What a powerful point.
Thank you, Esther.
Before we're out of time, again, please, Andy, tell folks how they can contact maybe you by email or some way, how they can find you, ask questions, how they can get involved, what can they do. Give us more information.
Absolutely. Go directly to voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Trafficking has two F's, I-C-K-I-N-G. So voicesagainsttrafficking.com. The email comes to me directly, and then I have people that help with that. But the helplines and hotlines right now today, you can put those in your phone and give to age-appropriate youngsters and teens in your life. But voicesagainsttrafficking.com will allow you to get to know us better. You can email me. You can contact us for speakers. We have a roster of charter members and media members who are willing to speak virtually, and if they're in your area at no cost, add your voice. Add your voice to our roster. We want to get a million voices that say, yes, this is wrong. We stand for it. If that's all I do, I'm adding my voice, because we need to have it in writing so that, you know, we don't have problems with people thinking, oh, you just made up all those names. We also have a shop, you know, where you can buy our books and things like that, and you can certainly donate. Even $5 a month will do a lot of good, because that's $60 a year, and we know how to use that money for survivors and for people that need our help. So please, go to voicesagainsttrafficking.com. We would love to hear from you.
Wow. What a powerful testimony. I mean, now, if people do not have internet, can they contact some other way? How can they get a hold of you if they will ask questions?
Yeah, if they don't have internet, let's see, social media would be on the internet, right? I know on phones they have Wi-Fi and stuff. They could reach us on social media. My number has been out there for, you know, 30, 40 years, but I'll give it to y'all right now. Just between us, okay?
Okay, sure.
541-788-9639, 541-788-9639. And we are all volunteers, just like we were when we had the shelter system. Nobody gets paid. In 20-plus years, none of us get paid. We do this because we're called to it. God compels us and has called us to this. So we eventually will have another phone. But during COVID, we had to release that number. I'm just going to be honest because, you know, dollars are short. And
I yes.
Yeah, so feel free to contact us any way that you can, and we'll be happy to hear from you and help you understand whatever we need to.
Andy, this has been tremendous. I wish we had another hour, but we don't. I want to thank you for joining in tonight and for always being who you are in Christ and upbeat and optimistic. That does help us all understand that, yes, we're in a hell of a mess here, but we're going to take it down in the name of Jesus. And I read the last chapter, we win. That gives you something to look forward to, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right. I do this because I want people to know the truth, but I also want them to know the hope. Anyone and anything can be redeemed. I was shattered. My heart was in pieces. And yet the Lord took it and put it back together and healed me. And so if he can do that for someone like me, he can do that for anyone.
Amen. Amen. And I got to get you introduced to Kathy O'Brien sometime. Maybe one day. She's about your age, maybe a few years older than you are. I think you all would really like to talk to each other because you shared a lot of things in common when you were children. I think I'll have to get you in touch with her someday. Maybe if you wouldn't mind, I will give her your phone number. If you don't
Absolutely.
Care. All right.
That would be great.
Andy, God bless sis. Let's keep in touch, okay?
Absolutely. You're stuck with me now.
Okay. I love it. All right. Well, you please, if I can do anything to help at all, if I can do anything at all, promote something, you let me know, okay? I'll do what I can.
I absolutely will. You'll be hearing from me. We're going to have another book coming out early next year. We're going to have the CD. We're going to have a lot of different things. We're going to have a beautiful Christian actress on the cover of our magazine coming up in fall. So I will let you know so your listeners can. Okay?
Okay. God bless you. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. All right, folks, we love you. And by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night with Larry Pratt. Yeah, ex-head of the GOA. Have a good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.